This is Nursing in America. Each week, we speak with incredible nurses from all over the world who have taken the leap to start a new life in the United States. If you're thinking about doing the same, then this is the place you'll find all the insider knowledge and inspirational success stories to realize your own American dream.
Hi, everyone. I'm Kay. I'm a traveling nurse for the past 16 years and probably one of the youngest traveling nurses when we started this. So I started in New York and migrated to New York City when I was 22 and just started venturing out Northeast Corridor, Northeast region of the United States, Connecticut, Boston, Massachusetts, New Jersey, New York, Maryland, what else? Upstate, Rochester. It's still part of New York. And now we just relocated back to Maryland, which is a Baltimore County. And surprisingly, I was surprised that I thought New Jersey was on the higher tax, but we are on the higher tax in Maryland. I was like surprised to wait a minute. But anyway, again, everything is fun here. I can definitely help with the cost of living differentials among the different states here in the Northeast region. So when I signed up my first contract when I was 21 years old, when you're young, you don't really pay attention to this thing. So all you want to do is just party. So I have no idea. I just worked in the Philippines for like a year and I was barely making money and barely paying taxes anyway. I didn't even get to file my first own tax return back in the Philippines because I did not even finish my second year there. So it was quickly that I left Philippines and not knowing the tax implications and the cost of living. When I went to New York City, I'm like, wait a minute, my sister calling me back from the Philippines. Why did I use my credit card that's cost me $7 for just hamburger in Philippines? I'm a hamburger in New York City. I said, well, in the Philippines, that was only about $1 something. Why are you eating $7 hamburger in McDonald's in New York? And I said, well, that's the normal. Everything was from Philippines, Manila, jumping to New York City. There was a big, big, big difference of my cost of living. Absolutely. Living in Manhattan was one of the most expensive probably that I've ever lived in my whole life. Yes, pros and cons of it. But as a young person, I wasn't really paying attention until a couple more years when I started really going outside New York City. Then I realized, a bag of grocery here in Connecticut, it was only $20, where a bag of grocery in New York would cost me $40 already. So then they realized that each state and each city will come with different cost of living. And one thing also I noticed that is, as a traveling nurse, we were given different numbers when it comes to pay package, when it comes to housing allowance and meals allowance. There was a big jump really from New York City. People going to New York City than going outside. So everything was cheaper for me after that. So the three taxes that you really have to pay attention when you move to different states is, number one is your income tax. Number two is your property taxes. Number three is your sales tax. Different states will offer you without income tax, but they will have increased property tax and sales tax. So the three triangle of that is really rotating. One might be more and then the other two are less, or the one will be more or the other two less. It's like that. So it's just the government is just compensating from one end if the other one is cheaper. So at the end of the day, you're still paying taxes, just different side of the tax. For higher income people, of course, if you live in a low or no income tax state, that's a big factor. If you are a person who's in a business of sales, then having business in low sales income tax will be beneficial to you. So again, those are the three factors that you will have to pay attention to: income tax, your property tax, and your sales tax. So for me, I used to live in New Jersey too, where I just recently come. We get hit both. We are the highest property tax in the whole U.S. That's about 2.2% of our properties. And the properties there is around 600,000 median. So what I'm saying about that is, I will tell you my mortgage is $2,000, but my property tax is $1,000 a month. So it's like technically 50% goes to property tax. But the good thing about that is we're not really on a bad shape either, because there's a lot of things that the government gives you or forgives you on your income taxes or sales tax or property tax. So they give you about $10,000 deductions at the end of the year. But those are the three important things that you have to pay attention. Florida might not have income tax as well as Texas, but then you will have to pay attention with your sales tax and your property taxes. Okay?
We'll be back with the conversation in just a second. There's a wonderful opportunity for you. AMN Healthcare Network is currently recruiting registered nurses around the world to live and work in the United States. To learn more and apply, go to amnhealthcare.com/international. That's amnhealthcare.com/international. On with the show.
I know I live in Boston, I live in Connecticut, New York, New Jersey, Maryland, now here. I've probably moved 13 times in my 17 years in the U.S. But again, each state will come with different offers. As James mentioned, you don't just go to state because of the rate. Each state will offer you different package outside what your income as a nurse is. Like for me, for New York City, if I work in those big name hospitals or prestigious, I put that in my resume. When I moved to Maryland, I was able to negotiate my income here, knowing that my work experience is in my resume that is really big. So now the Maryland hospital was able to actually match my income in New York City. Wow. So you get negotiating rates there. So certain people go to different states because of a reason. And it's not just mainly of pay. Sometimes they would sacrifice because I will go there for now, but later on, I will move to the other place. Like a lot of people earn a lot of money from high income states. And then when they retire, they go to Florida. Why? Because in Florida, when they withdraw their retirement funds that are tax deferred, like their 401ks, their pension, when they move to Florida, they don't get income tax for that. So that's why there's advantage and strategies what a lot of people do. They earn income in this one place and then they retire in one place. So North Carolina is very known for those places as well where people retire because the income tax is very low. The cost of living is low. When I first arrived in New York City, yes, our rent is higher than a lot of states, but we didn't have to purchase a car because the public transportation is very good. Very, very good that nobody drives in there. Even, you know, the billionaire Michael Bloomberg doesn't even drive. He takes the subway or the cab. So everybody takes the public transportation there. You'll be crazy if you're driving a car or you own a car there. Because the parking alone in New York City, a monthly parking will cost you around $250 to $300 just for the parking. You're not even talking about the car. So it made a big difference when I started jumping into travel nursing. I was still living in New York City during the weekend, but I would travel out of New York City on the weekdays. So what was the difference there? When I bought a car in New York City, my car was $350, and my insurance was also $300 because the insurance of the car will impact the premium of the insurance will have a big impact where you live. When you say you live in a low cheap area, but the neighborhood, you will have to park your car outside and the neighborhood is not a very good area, your insurance of the car is going to be very expensive. You might have a cheaper housing by $200 a month in compared to other places, but your insurance is more than $200 than other places. So it really catches up in other part of your life. And then when I was in Boston, the traffic is worse than New York City. LA is worse than New York City. Oh my God. It took me 2 hours just to drive 9 miles in LA, California. So those are things that you will have to pay attention as well. Not only the housing, not only the the food, but as well as how much is the insurance is going to cost in your car there and the gas. And some states even have to pay property tax on owning a car. Like when I was in Connecticut, I got a bill after 3 years the state of Connecticut say you owe us taxes for owning a car, but what? So yeah, so certain states, you will have to pay taxes by owning a car, even though that car is depreciating. They will still tax you like you own a house. So you have to pay attention on those small details.
If you enjoyed the episode, go ahead and hit the follow button on your podcast player and leave us a review. AMN Healthcare International is currently recruiting registered nurses around the world to live and work in the United States. We offer both direct hire and staff recruitment, giving you more options and flexibility to begin your American dream. To learn more and apply, go to amnhealthcare.com/international. There's also a link in the description. Thank you for listening. Tune in next week for more incredible conversations.